Amen. Well, Lord, we just ask now that you just take your word, your living and active word, the living word, Lord, and cause it to pierce our hearts, to judge our thoughts and intentions. Lord, and may everything we do and say, Lord, be judged by that. In Jesus' name, amen. I spent some time in Ephesians today, and I've always said, I know this would never happen, but, if you could ship you off someplace and said you could only grab one book in all of Scripture to take with you, which one will it be? And mine would be Ephesians, because there's just so much in there, about being in Christ and such foundational living for everything else of our lives just center around that. And I was just reading some, actually I was in 4 and I was thinking some stuff in chapter 3, and I was sitting there trying to make up, trying to think, well, Lord, what do you want me to say? And so I'm listening to IHOP, not the pancake place, but International House of Prayer. They have a live, you can go, they do 24-hour worship. And so you can listen in to their worship, and you feel like you're there. Or you can listen to sets that they have done. They have worship with the Word, where they'll get up and read the Word and do worship. They'll have intercession as they're worshiping, and they'll have devotional, where you can come just hang out with the Lord, and for 2 hours these people are singing. And it's amazing if you ever go there to watch how they can switch. They do 2 hour sets for, so that's 12 different times in a 24-hour period. They're changing musicians and people, and how they do that without missing a beat. The music never stops. It's amazing. If you've never been there, go. Go just to hang out. We went there. We was doing a conference in Kansas City, and we went a couple of days early and just went and just hung out there. And it's just like a smoke-filled room, if you can see that, with the glory and presence of God there, and you just soak it up, Okay. But anyway, I was thinking 3 or 4, and as I was praying that, this lady starts singing a spontaneous song out of Ephesians chapter 3. So I think that's my answer right there, right? I love this. To me, the very least of all saints, grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable, unfathomable, I have a hard time saying that word, riches of Christ, the incomprehensible. I always love that. And to bring to light this administration of this mystery, which for ages has been hidden in God who created all things, so that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known to the church, to you, and to the rulers and authorities in heavenly places. And you've heard me talk about that before, which in context of here is you are the rulers and authorities in heavenly places. Okay? There are places in Scripture where it talks about the rulers and authorities, demonic things. But this is talking about us, right? That you are ruler and authority in heavenly place. That's not what I'm going to talk about. But it's this administration, that this mystery that now God has made known to us. And this administration sets everything in order in your life and my life. Right? And I love, and I was looking at the email sent to me today, and it was an invitation to this particular school where people can go and learn how to walk in supernatural gifts and stuff like that. And their focus is just walking in supernatural gifts. I mean, that's cool, right? Jesus did that. But people need to learn how to live, right? The most supernatural thing that Jesus does for us every day is teaching us how to live moment by moment, right? Allowing Jesus himself through the Holy Spirit to live out his life through me. That will manifest itself sometimes in signs and wonders, but the greatest sign and wonder that you and I will live is the power over sin in our life. Living a holy life, right? Just engaging in daily living supernaturally. That's where we kind of lose it. That's this administration that he's talking about. Getting that rooted and grounded in our lives, okay? Don't want to get the cart before the horse. Does Jesus want to teach us how to pray for people and see healing? Of course, that's just part of the deal. But life isn't like that all the time, right? We just don't live in that plane all the time. People aren't just coming, knocking on your door so you can touch and pray for them and then being healed, right? We have life that we have to deal with. Okay, this is in accordance with this eternal purpose, which he carried out in Christ Jesus, in whom, in Christ Jesus, we have boldness and we have this confident access to God through faith in him. Really cool verse there. We could go on with that one too. Therefore, I ask you not to lose heart at my tribulations on your behalf. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and earth derives its name, that he would grant you, or he would be giving you, right? Granting, we have that, you know, in the English language, that maybe he'll do it or maybe he won't, right? But this term really means that he would be giving you, or he is now giving you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through the Holy Spirit in your inner man. I love that word, strengthened. I just kept getting caught on these words today. To prevail by God's dominating strength. All right, when he's talking about strengthening me, Lord, I need your strength, that word actually means that you're prevailing with dominating and domineering strength of God in everything you do. Okay? This is becoming more real to me because as I'm facing a lot of the things I've got, responsibilities I've got to do, I can get overwhelmed with this strength is going to be zapped from me. You ever been there? Just like dreading, oh my God, you know, this is going to be, how am I going to get the strength to do all this stuff? Hello, you know, come on. Then the Lord has to say, like, knock on my head, you know. The strength I release to you is the very power of God. Because I don't want you just surviving this. I want you to thrive with just supernatural strength and power from God that you have, that I'm always releasing through the Holy Spirit. All right, this is this administration. This is our foundation of life, right? I love that. He would grant you according to the riches of the glory, these riches that there's no bottom to. To be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner man, your the new creation, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that being rooted in love, being rooted and grounded. But that word dwell there, again, I was caught by these words, was not really a new thing. If you know me, right, I'm always doing that, especially these guys here in their Bible study. But the dwell here, it means that Jesus can finally settle in and settle down, right? Where we know he's seated in the heavenly places, but in you, there's also a seat, right? And he can only rule where he is Lord. We know that. That's the foundational thing. But when it says that Christ may dwell in your hearts, it means that he may settle down in your heart to be Lord. Okay? So does that mean that in my life Christ may not be settled down? And yeah, right? But to be rooted and grounded in this foundational thing, in the love of Christ, it means that he's found a dwelling place in your heart where he's ruling. And I love that picture because to me it seems like everything's in chaos. And once he sits down, everything just comes into order. The administration of God all of a sudden is just like, whew, settles down. Okay? Part of his riches. And that's only when his strength is released in me. Is when he has found a dwelling place within me where he can settle down. And he is ruling. Right? And we're hearing that a lot lately about heaven's perspective on things, right? Well, my perspective on this is going to stress me out, but what's your perspective? Well, I got it. I've already been there. And what, you know what's cool? I'm getting ahead of myself here. But over in 4 where it says, this is a scripture, there's one body and one spirit, just as you're called, and one hope of your calling. There's one Lord, one faith, one baptism. God help us get this, right, as the body of Christ. The God and Father of all, who is over all and through all. And that word through all means he's already crossed over in all. I mean, he's already, as the word means like a diameter or something, straight across, that he's over all, he's through all, and he's in all. Right? He's already crossed over it all. Whatever your all means, he's already crossed that over that. Right? He's already victorious. Isn't that cool? Anyway, all right, let's get back to what we were. Well, we need to apply that to our lives. God, you're over all, you're in all, and you're already through all. That's where when he finds a dwelling place, as I've settled that in my heart, Lord, you're already through all. Right? Does that mean you've already gone ahead of me when I have to do these two science classes today? Yep. You're over all. You're through all. You're in all. You're in it. Right? Okay. Wake them up, Lord. Where was I? All right, I don't have much time. Maybe, all right. He would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power so that Christ may dwell, find that dwelling place in our hearts through faith, and we being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all the saints the breadth, the length, the height, and the depth, and to know experientially this love of Christ which transcends doctrine. That's what that word knowledge transcends, all of our foolish doctrine. That we may be filled, that word, that you may be continually being filled with the fullness of God. Like we have you have the fullness of God if you're born again. You have the fullness of God right now, but he continually fills you with the fullness of God through a revelation of Christ's love. But that word comprehend is another word we need to understand. Like, okay, I want to try to comprehend, but that word means to seize, and grab a hold of, tackle it. Like if George was to get up, I'd go tackle George and grab a hold of him and seize him and squeeze him and not let him, you know, that we may be able to comprehend the love of Christ that way, that we could seize it. That's the very thing I need to be rooted and grounded in, right? And the Lord wouldn't tell me that if that wasn't a possibility, would it? Would he? I want you to grab a hold. I want you to seize this. I want you to sink your teeth into it, right? Take a chunk out. The height, this depth, the love of Christ, which surpasses, transcends, that you may be continually being filled up with the fullness of God. I love that. You can continually be filled up with the fullness. Now to him who is able to do, y'all have heard me say this before, now to him who is able to do far more, or that word super abundantly, beyond you can ask or think, the better word is apprehend, grab it, according to this power that works within you. In other words, he wants us to ask for it. Now to him who is able to do more than we could ask or apprehend, according to this awesome power that works within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. And the Lord showed me that one time, because we always use that verse, you know, God does more than we can ask or think when we pray. Well, this is in context of what I've been telling you about. If you want to grab, apprehend, seize, take a chunk out of the love of Christ, the administration of God in your life, ask him. He wants it more than you want it. He wants you to comprehend it more than you even want to comprehend it. But if you ask him, then he says this is what he promises that he'll do. He'll super abound your request. Right? Isn't that encouraging? He'll do super, we don't even have that word, super abounding your request. Because he wants this administration, foundation, and everything you do in life, and to be rooted and grounded in that reality. To be strengthened with his power, that Jesus has found a dwelling in you. And the love of God is permeating everything, the love of Jesus. And He wants you to comprehend that. He wants you to seize it. Well, God, I just can't seem to get there. Well, then it gives that verse, well, ask. And He'll do super abundantly because of the great power that lives within you. Amen? I know we could go a lot. Oh, name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Jesus, let us get it. Amen. Well, let's stand.